The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
Well, Radio Greenville News has been giving you lots of information during the week that was concerning the one-year anniversary, as it were, of Hurricane Helene and its effects on Greene County. You heard earlier in the week from Wesley Holt, Jerry Bird, and Jeff Idale. Some additional cuts you didn't hear so far. One from the sheriff, Wesley Holt.
It is hard to believe it's been a year.
And 911 Director Bird.
Does it seem like it's been a year?
It does not, Bobby. It's just, I don't know where the time went. A lot of the good accomplishments have happened since the flood, with all the bridges and all getting rebuilt. The roads are starting to get repaired, so everybody has really pulled together and done a lot of good things for Greene County since the flood to get everybody's lives back to normal as best we can. Unfortunately, you know, we did have a fatality, and we sure keep them in our prayers, but Overall, I think things have really improved a lot.
ANET President Jeff Idale says still there's lots of work to do.
There is. Greene County is very fortunate that ANET has been here. We only lack a few houses now to finish up. We're on the end of this thing, and we've helped a lot of people and very proud of that.
Does it seem like it's been 1 year?
Oh my, this year's flew by. It's incredible to even think about it being 1 year of all the work that's been done, and it does not seem like it's been 1 year. It's been a God-sized project. The community that's stepped up to help us has been wonderful. All the churches that's pitched in and done their thing and come alongside of us, the civic organizations, the volunteers, the Red Cross, and just many organizations that it's taken to for us to coordinate and collaborate together for this response.
We also told you Thursday about the 30th anniversary of the death of our buddy, Sergeant Rick Coyle, with the Greene County Sheriff's Department. Those full interviews on that Thursday story still available. This story, which you did not hear earlier in the week on air, is one that Rick would appreciate being told because, well, it was Rick being Rick. Chief Deputy at the time was Ronnie Dixon.
While I was Chief Deputy, there was a lady came into my office complaining about Rick and a domestic situation that she had had. She said that he came to the house and separated them and explained to her husband that he could not keep her from leaving the residence, that it was illegal, and that if he tried, Rick would arrest him, that he just did a fine job, and said he stood by while I got my clothes and my personal belongings and took them out to my car. Said, but then I couldn't leave because his cruiser had the driveway blocked. And I waited and I waited and I waited and said, finally, Sergeant Coyle came out and had the audacity to ask me if I would come back in and sit down with him and my husband and see if we could work out our problems. She said, Chief, I understand that he was looking out for my best interest. I said, but I didn't call for a preacher or a marriage counselor. I called for a law enforcement officer. And I said, yes, ma'am, I understand. I said, but that's who Rick Coyle is. He's never satisfied with just getting done what has to be done. He wants to help people in any way that he possibly can. And he would, whether it's a marriage counselor, spiritual advisor, whatever he thought people needed.
Wow. And that was the Rick Coyle we knew. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For the week that was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.